who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
What's my name? All right, that's right. This is the Pinball Junk Drawer. Big Show 2020 shows in the bag. The only pinball podcast recorded directly over the center of the earth. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
Yeah, you like that one?
I did.
Slick. Anyway, I actually stole that from a bar at Penn State 700 years ago when I went to Penn State. It was like, what was it, a surf club, I think it was? The only bar that serves wings directly over the center of the earth or something like that. I was like, that's pretty catchy. I'm going to steal that and use it on something called a podcast that no one has any concept of in the future when I'm talking about pinball. All lies. Hey, we got a pretty exciting show.
Yes, we do.
Filled with not lies.
Correct. You are correct.
What has happened? What's decimated Greenville, Wisconsin?
Godzilla has arrived in Greenville.
That's right. It's taking names and chewing gum and kicking ass. It's all out of gum, I guess? No, I will not use that one at all.
No, we should cut that.
We're not going to. I am the Ed Wood of podcasting. wouldn't waste a single second. Anyway, unless I'm besmirching someone, then I go back and cut it out, which is sadly done a lot. Sarcasm is always taken poorly. Anyway, so this is show 20. Of the Pinball Junk Drawer. I'm actually thinking about getting around to making a logo for the show, which is just great.
You've been thinking about it for
year and a half?
Six, eight shows you've been talking about?
Yes. My stick-to-itiveness is really coming through. Anyway, so exciting. Super exciting. The Godzilla has arrived. It's set up. The second it got here, it was basically taken downstairs. Set
Not
up
the
and
second. It okay. sat in the garage for like 8 hours because it.
I had to work because I had to work and pay for said
right.
Godzilla. Wow. So this was a pretty long and winding journey, and we're gonna start the Wayback Machine. Now, we did talk about it in show 16 or 17, I believe, where we kind of talked about the back and forth of it, you know. And I talked a lot about how as soon as we signed on to get this machine, I felt the weight of debt hanging over my head. Now, these machines are no joke nowadays. You know, this isn't like a $1,800 Dr. Dude or whatever. Like, pinball machines are super expensive now, you know. And when we said we wanted it, we were on the hook. And the original place we were going to go with had tax and shipping, which, wow, that added a lot.
Yes.
Because tax is tax. But we still said, okay, in for a penny, in for a pound, as they say, on Knives Out. I don't know.
Knives Out.
Yes. And we just put our name in the hat. Since that time, now a spot came up on a different list from a different person, and this one was a bit more favorable as far as, you know, we were able to get it a little bit cheaper, and every penny counts. So that was a big plus, you know. And again, this is still, we got a Godzilla Premium because we played the Pro and we played the Premium, and it's kind of like, well, if you're going to spend the money, this is one of those things where sometimes I don't mind getting a cheaper version of something or whatever, but this one was like, just get the...
Just throw all the money at it.
Get the good one. So as soon as that happened, then it kind of happened extremely quick because they started making them again in February, and we got this, we fell into it, worked a deal with, and I was like, well, we sent the money. I was like, this thing won't land here till March or something like that. And it was literally the born on date, as Budweiser used to have in the back of this thing, was February 15th, 2023. And it was in our house February 21st of 2023. That's how quick this thing hit the dock, hit our house and was up and running and ready to go. I know we're still, because the way we're working this is like, this cost what it cost. You know, we had money towards it that we were saving and putting up, like kind of pulling money for it. And we kind of yanked money from other places to pay this thing off. I never use debit or credit. I mean, credit or anything like that to buy a pinball machine. That's just, that reality is reality. You can't. Some people do, and that's fine. Not my world. So then it arrived, and now I'm feeling better about the price, because when you play it, you kind of forget how much it costs, because it's an incredible machine. Because
it's awesome.
Oh, my God. So, you know, now we have this gorgeous machine hooked up and ready to go, and are playing, you know. What do you think about it? How do you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Yes.
You liked it better about 4 days ago, though, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was the grand champion. Yeah. Until I was dethroned.
I will say, well, you have become, you're getting better and better at pinball every day, which is good. That's awesome. Keep playing. I know you have a event coming up that we'll talk about, maybe tease at the end of the show. But, you know, this game, now we have a mod for it. We bought the, like this thing that makes the kaiju battle is a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. We got that from something mods, Tokyo Neon or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And then there was another one that was the King Ghidorah. It's like a 3D printed statue in gold. I was going to buy that from a guy in France that makes some pin mods, I think it was, or pin something, whatever. And but the card didn't go through, and I didn't go back to try and... I'm on the fence about that one. It's gorgeous, and it would really make it nice, but, like, I don't know, man. Maybe I should wait. But then I'm also like, well, they're going to get a cease and desist soon, yeah. So I better order it before they get sued by Toho. You know. So what do you have any regrets?
I don't, not at all. No? Well, I was on board from the start. Well, from before you were on board with the...
Yeah.
Because it's your favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's your favorite monster, I guess, to say.
Yeah. I have a lot of Godzilla-related stuff.
Yeah. And you always have.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I guess...
It didn't make sense to me that you didn't want to get it.
I know. But, I don't have The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And I love The Simpsons, well, and I don't have... And now they're... Well, I don't know if they've officially announced it yet, but now they're going to talk about a Pulp Fiction...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, and maybe a Harry Potter. And ooh, you're like, yeah. You know what? Look, man, unless somebody wants to deal us in on a winning lotto ticket, yes. I don't need, you know, you can stop. You can get back to your dumb crap. I don't care.
Right.
But so, you know, I guess we can say that this, we ended up getting it from Flipping Out Pinball, which, you know, I originally was on board with a different distributor, and, I always pitch to make sure you give a Little Shop of Games, Marshall, then a Little Shop of Games in Florida, a lot of love. He just was like a friend.
Yeah.
You know, we dealt with him a little bit here and there. We initially dealt with Curly, who was the original owner, and then Marshall kind of franchised it and then like kind of took over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we always give him love, but it just wasn't, it didn't work out for it on this go round.
Right.
And we were on a list with a different distributor, but we just went with, it just came up, we fell into it and jumped on it.
Yep.
So, you know, yay for all that, I guess. Sometimes that's just how it works. If you get something, you jump on it or you don't, you know.
So we had to shush our line around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of pinball moving. The other thing that was kind of going through my mind, because we are pretty deep on that list with a different distributor, I was like, we might not get one of these things. That's what you start thinking, and the FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to be out there.
Yeah.
You're never not going to be able to get a Godzilla.
And we've even been looking at them used. But yeah,
there was one or two that came up used, and I was like, this is going to save us about a grand.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
and you're like, eh.
But do you want to... I don't know. I wasn't on board with getting a used one.
Yeah.
Because,
if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, because now, some I don't mind it. I honestly actually like getting old beat up machines and making them work like new again and cleaning them up and making them beautiful. That's like one of my favorite things ever. But this one here, but sometimes getting a new one is just fine too.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have, because now we're like kind of the curators of this machine's life. So, and it's going to, our machines generally have a very luxurious living.
they're very pampered.
Yeah, they're cared after. They're always maintained. It's not a, you know, so, eh, whatever. And then once I'm dead, that's Tao's problem. And Tao's the owner of a, that's our exchange student who lives in the States now. She's going to get all my junk, and, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah. So how did the moves go? What did you feel about those? We had to sit and kind of look at where this was going to go.
Yeah. And at first it was like off on the end all by itself. And I'm like, Godzilla needs to be with his friends.
Yeah. Well, I think I just set it there just so we could play it a while to make sure we get to it. And
yeah.
Because I still haven't like gone down the line and super leveled them. Like no. There's an app that you can like, you take the glass off and you set your phone in the middle of the thing and you can, it does all four of the corners and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I still haven't done that, which I'm going to have to sooner or later. But so then the Dr. Dude got bumped to the end, but he's not out. He's not on the end. He's not like out of the picture, you know. So it Beatles,
Godzilla, Wonelli, Bowler, the slot machine, yeah. and then
the Dr. Dude.
Dr. Dude.
And on the other end, on the first end, on the other side, is then, of course, the MAME cabinet. We just have a Miss Pac-Man with 40 in one card, and then retro game pits, and then an Atari pit, and then we have too many games, and we're dumb. but what are you going to do? So,
in our unfurnished basement that eventually will be furnished,
yeah.
And then we'll have to figure something else out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You came down and I was like sitting there with my kind of my head in my hands going, you know, this is not how this is supposed to be going.
Yeah.
This is a moved into unfurnished basement. Like
very moved into.
Yeah, people are going to come down. They're going to be like, well, we're going to have to do it in stages. We're going to have to like move everything to one side and then they'll put the studs on one side and then we're going to have to move everything to the other side and they'll do it. I'm like, this is a mess.
Yeah, because we can't move those back up the steps to then move them back down the steps.
No, we will find a different contractor if that's what they say.
Yeah.
We'll be like, no, that's not how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So there you have it.
Yes.
The tale of Godzilla. Finally, it's in the house and came down the steps with no problem. Even though I got the easy end. It was all right. We got it down the steps.
Yep.
Never living that one down.
I almost got crushed by it.
Yes. These new machines are not that heavy. I mean, they're heavy, but they're not like the older, not the older ones. So, anything else? No. This is not quite panning out into the deep, elaborate show I thought it was going to be. Yeah. You know, but
it's an exciting show.
Well, for us.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a Godzilla that we will never be streaming. I'll never hook a camera up to stream that.
Mm-mm.
But
I'm too bad for that.
No, it's also like, well, hey, you grand championed it for a while, you know.
Yeah.
Until
it was stolen.
This is what I'm actually, yes, till grand champion was stolen from you. This is one we're going to have to dial back down to 3 balls at some point.
Yeah.
Like, I can envision playing Godzilla for like 45 minutes, I think. Like, on one game. Like, there's a lot going on, and it's a very deep rule set. But it's also, it's kind of like Attack from Mars, where just somebody off the street could randomly walk up and score a billion points.
Mm-hmm.
Just, the points are there to be got, you know, and you just kind of keep playing it. But so exciting time for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't envision us getting another machine anytime soon unless we fall into a stupid deal, which is sad because I've been setting up my garage.
Or Harry Potter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Trip to Disney or Harry Potter. The you know, we have to like, I've been setting up my garage to like for restoration kind of. I have all these things I envision getting older EM machines and starting to work on them. And I'm like, well, not when you're still in debt for the Godzilla you have downstairs.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's the exciting news for that. Now tell me a little bit, tease a little bit about what you have coming up for the next show, because that's kind of cool and exciting and different.
It is. I'm excited about it. I am going to the same place that I went when I took pictures of the IFPA championship.
Ladies flip championship?
Yep. Right. They're going to do a boot camp. Ladies flipping boot camp. So they're going to spend like the first hour teaching rules of the machines, and then the next 3 hours is going to be a head-to-head tournament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be nice to learn rules of games, because I kind of just play a game and that's all.
Yeah. See, well, you know what? Like even with the... there's a period of time that I just let the game reveal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't study the rules or go online and learn anything. I just play a game for a while. And then if I want to get better, like you know, even the Beatles, I haven't gone and learned all the rules. I've just kind of like played it for a while, let the shots show me what they have, like unlock things. I kind of think if you let the game reveal itself as you play it, you're kind of getting a bit more of an excitement. It's more of an adventure than if you just sit there and read all the rules and like learn them all, then you just know what you're doing and you're just kind of doing a walkthrough. And
yeah.
Pinball machines, especially now, have so much depth and so many rules. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Especially like when you're playing and it makes some wacky thing happen and it's a multi-ball pops up and you're like, wow, yeah. And what am I doing? You know? And now you're attacking London and it's crazy. And you're like, it's so fun. And I think it takes away, personally. Now, some people love learning all the rules and then going and just, you know, mastering a game and Grand Wizarding. Yeah. And that's cool. If that's what you dig, that's what you dig, you know.
It's hard for me to do that, though. I don't know why. Sometimes I just, like, just flipping balls.
I mean, you're fairly new to it.
Yeah.
Now, they've always been around, but you've never, like, really played them. Played them. And that's a big difference, you know. Like, I've always played pinball.
Yeah.
So even when I don't know a machine, some of my shots are kind of there.
Yeah.
Are you know,
it's kind of the same shots, just different game.
Yeah. Now there's little tweaks and then like every game does shoot different and feels different, but yeah, like you can trust some of your shots a little bit cuz you're like, "Well, that's that one." And as soon as you hit it once or twice, you're like, "Yep, that hits the same, so I can get to that one."
Yeah. Like the building in the Godzilla.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. There's still some like I haven't beat the kaiju as they come up. I don't think I've beaten any of them yet. Which is there's so much there. I haven't unlocked them. I haven't done there's a ton of stuff to do on this machine yet.
Yes.
You know, but I did go through and I couldn't resist myself. I took the glass off and like waxed it down a little bit and polished out.
Yeah. You said you weren't going to, and then like. Half hour, 45 minutes later, you're still down here. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Well, waxing?
Yeah. You should see the ramps. They got like mirrors compared to when they came out. I was like, well. And that was just a quick one because that wasn't even my deep one. I figured a month or two after some games are on there, then I'll do the whole like real thing, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't even put the mods on yet. Mod. You know. Mods. King Ghidra hasn't been ordered yet. I am wrestling with, should I reach out to that guy and say, look, man, how do I pay you? Because I want this thing, you know. It's just weird. It just didn't take my card. It was probably like, no.
Probably because it's foreign.
It's from, it's French.
Yeah.
French fries. French dressing. French King G. You remember that part of that movie, don't you?
Sure.
Oh, terrible. So, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of content in this one. We're very excited on this end, and we're happy. And thanks to everyone that did help make this happen. And you know who you are. And, you know, I guess I'll have to go up to flipping out and introduce myself and see if we can get some kind of rapport. I do, you know, this isn't bashing anyone. This is just, I do like to have a rapport with a dealer or someone that I want to have... That they know, like look at the Marshall or like the retro game shop I deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That guy knows me.
Yeah,
he like was like, oh, look at that one. I know which one you'd probably like because he knows my personality and what I'm doing. And you know, it's so like especially with these machines and stuff. I was hoping to get a bit more of a relationship with a dealer or dealers up here. It just hasn't happened yet, but it might come still. You know, you never know. You meet people through meeting people and. Maybe something good's going to happen. Or maybe it's just a world where things show up on pallets and who cares? here's my money, give me my thing, I'm on my own, you know. I've been on my own before, it doesn't matter. I loved when it was like just talking to Marshall and having a place to just BS about pinball. And
yeah, and then even when we moved up here, then we saw him at the expo.
Yeah, he was right? The first person we saw at the expo. And he knew us. Yeah. He was like, hey, guys. And we're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, it was, and we just BS'd a little bit, even though he was tired and even though he was just exhausted, he took the time to talk to us.
Yeah.
And say, what are you doing and what's going on? I was like, yeah, we're up here now. You know, so I kind of am hoping I can establish that. And maybe that's too much. Maybe that's me asking too much in this day and age, but you never know.
Yeah. Different times.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That was the pre-COVID time.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes you just meet people and click, and sometimes you don't. Yep. That's we'll see where anything takes us. The important thing is Godzilla is down in the basement.
Yes,
and we'll be playing it right after the show.
We will now.
Okay. So, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Look, stay tuned for an awesome new logo. Yes. World famous sarcasm man has declared it. All right. My name is Foghorn Leghorn. With me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you next week when she's boasting about how she's learned how to play better pinball and she gets the grand champion back. This will go on for all time.
Yes, it will.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.